Foreign Service Institute. Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 1. You are now beginning to learn to read Lao. Whereas the Lao writing system is not extremely difficult to learn, you will find it somewhat different from learning to read any of the European languages, since Lao is not written with Roman letters, but uses letters that are derived from the Devanagari, which is an ancient Indian writing system. Consequently, you will find all the symbols different from anything you are familiar with. There are some similarities between the Lao writing system and the system used for English. Both systems are alphabetic, and you read from left to right in both. The differences will be made clear to you in the materials that follow. This course you are now beginning consists of two essential parts, a written text and associated tapes. Neither is sufficient without the other. Since this is a programmed course, the material to be taught has been divided up into small sections and will be presented as frames in a sequence. Each frame is numbered. You are to listen to the tape and follow the written text simultaneously. You will be asked to answer questions and to do certain tasks. In every case, you will be told whether your response was correct or not. In some cases, confirmation will be given by the tape, in others, in the text, and sometimes both on the tape and in the text. Since the answer may be provided by the text, just below the frame under consideration, it is very important not to look below the frame you are dealing with. A 4x6 index card is excellent for keeping your place in the text. If at any point you do not have enough time to check your work, feel free to stop the tape and do so. This material is completely self-instructional and is organized in such a manner that you should be able to proceed directly through without repetition. However, you should repeat any section that you are not completely sure that you have under good control. Since you must give full concentration to what you are doing, do not work for longer than 30 minutes at a time without taking a break. We will now begin with frame 1. This is a Lao vowel symbol. Frame 2. Here the vowel symbol is placed above an X. Indicate the position this symbol has in relation to any initial consonant it might occur with. Frame 3. Here the X symbol also represents any initial consonant. Frame 4. This is not a syllable. It is a vowel symbol. It is given a name so that we can talk about it, just as the letter P in English is called P. Frame 5. This symbol is called
E
or
Sara E.
The word
Sara
means vowel in Lao. Frame 6. Just as all vowel symbols are associated with certain phonetic qualities, they are also spoken in a certain pitch. You should therefore imitate not only the vowel quality, but also the pitch of all vowels as they are said on the tape. Frame 7. Look at this vowel symbol. Frame 8. Are these two symbols the same or different? They are different. Frame 9. What is the difference in the shape of these two? The second has a tail on it. Frame 10. Look at these two symbols again. What position are they in relation to the X? They're above it. Frame 11. The only place these two symbols can occur is above the initial consonant, represented here by the X symbol. They never occur in the positions shown here. Frame 12. Is this an acceptable form? Yes, it is. Frame 13. Is the following statement true or false? Not only the shape of the vowel symbol is important, but also its position. That's true. Frame 14. Which of the following are acceptable shapes? Look at number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6. The correct answers are numbers 3 and 6. Look at numbers 3 and 6 again. Frame 15. Which of the following are correct? Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6. The correct answers are numbers 1, 3, and 5. They have the right shape and are in the correct position above the initial consonant. Frame 16. Observe how this vowel symbol is made. As you can see from the example, you begin at the lower left and go up and around to the right. Then you go down, not quite closing the circle. Then you go straight out to the right. Frame 17. Write the symbol 3 times in the space provided. Be sure the symbol is written above an X in each case. Now look back at frame 16 and check your work. Don't worry if your drawing isn't as beautiful as Suksum Boon's, as long as it looks somewhat like his work. Frame 18. The vowel symbol in frame 16 is
Sara-i.
Listen to it again.
Sara-i. Sara-i.
This is the same vowel sound as in the Lao word
di,
which means good. Now repeat it after the tape.
Sara-i. Sara-i.
Frame 19. Observe how this vowel symbol is written. As you can see, it is almost exactly like the previous symbol, except that it does not have a tail or a bill on the right side. Frame 20. Write this symbol 3 times in the space provided. If you fail to put it above an X, put the X's in now. Now, check your work by looking back at frame 19. Frame 21. This vowel symbol sounds like
Sara-i,
except that it is shorter. When it occurs without any consonant after it, the sound is cut off abruptly. Listen to its pronunciation.
Sara-i. Sara-i.
It is just like the vowel in
si.
In
sipai.
Now repeat it after the tape.
Sarai. Sarai.
Frame 22. This is another Lao vowel symbol. Frame 23. And this is another Lao vowel symbol. Frame 24. Now look at these two symbols side by side. What is the difference between the two? The one on the right has a tail or bill on the right side. Frame 25. We have been writing an X with all of these vowel symbols. What does it represent? It takes the place of any initial consonant. Frame 26. Look at the two vowels again in terms of their positions in relation to the X symbol. What position are they in? They are both above the X. Frame 27. Look carefully at these symbols. Try to decide which of them is correctly formed. How about number one? Number two? Number three? Number four? Number five? Number six? Only number one and number three are correct. Look at these two again. Frame 28. Which of these six symbols are in the correct position in relation to the initial consonant? Number one. Number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. Only number two and number five are in the correct position above the initial consonant. Frame 29. Observe the way in which these two vowel symbols are written. You begin at the lower left, go over the top, and move down to the right. You also add a tail for the one on the right. And don't forget to put a dot in the center of the circle for each of them. Frame 30. Write these vowel symbols three times each in the space provided. You didn't forget to put an X under the symbols and dots in the center, did you? Check your work by looking at frame 29. Frame 31. This vowel symbol is
sara-u.
Listen again.
Sara-u.
This is the same vowel as in the Lao words
su,
to buy, or the word
su,
to be named. Repeat after the tape.
Sara-u. Sara-u. Sara
means vowel in Lao. So when you put
sara-u
before vowel symbol, you are referring to a vowel and not a syllable. Frame 32. This vowel is
sara-u.
Listen again.
Sara-u.
This is the same vowel as in the Lao word
tuk,
meaning building. Repeat after the tape.
Sara-u. Sara-u.
Frame 33. What is the difference in shape between the first pair?
Sara-i.
And?
Sara-i.
And the second pair?
Sara-u.
And?
Sara-u.
The second pair has dots in the circles. Frame 34. Here you see two sets of symbols. What is the difference in shape between the left-hand pair and the right-hand pair? The right-hand pair has bills or tails on it. Frame 35. What feature of shape do all of these four share? They all have circular loops. What positional feature do they all share? They are all above the initial consonant, which is represented here by X. Frame 36. Here are two ways of writing one vowel. They are both the same vowel. You can write a small circle or a large dot above the X. Either is correct. Frame 37. Compare the two vowel symbols on the left with
sara-i
on the right. How do the first two contrast in shape with the one on the right?
Sara-i
has a large, partially open circle. The other two have smaller, closed circles, either filled in or not. Frame 38. Compare the shape of these two symbols. What is the difference between the first vowel symbol and
sara-u? Sara-u
is made up of a large circle with a dot in it. Frame 39. What feature does the first vowel symbol share with the other four? They are all placed above the initial consonant. Frame 40. Copy this symbol in the space provided. You may fill in the small circle or leave it unfilled as you like. Be sure to keep the circle small and just above the X. Frame 41. This vowel is
sara-on.
Listen again.
Sara-on.
This is the same vowel sound as in the Lao word
bo,
meaning no or not. Look at the symbol and repeat after the tape.
Sara-on. Sara-on. Sara-on.
Frame 42. You have now learned to read and write five vowel symbols. They are shown here. Look at each symbol and listen as it is pronounced. Number 1.
Sara-i.
Number 2.
Sara-i.
Number 3.
Sara u.
Number 4.
Sara u.
Number 5.
Sara on.
Now they will be read again. Look at each one as it is read and read it after the tape. Number 1.
Sara i.
Number 2.
Sara i.
Number 3.
Sara u.
Number 4.
Sara u.
Number 5.
Sara on.
Frame 43. As the number is read, look at each vowel symbol and say its name. On the tape, the correct answer will be given. Number 1.
Sara I.
Number 2.
Sara u.
Number 3.
Sara on.
Number 4.
Sara i.
Number 5.
Sara u.
Number 6.
Sara on.
Number 7.
Sara i.
How did you do? If you didn't get them all right, maybe you should go back and do this frame again. Frame 44. Write these vowel symbols as you hear them read on the tape. Each one will be read 2 times. Number 1.
Sara u. Sara u.
Number 2.
Sara on. Sara on.
Number 3.
Sara i. Sara i.
Number 4.
Sara u. Sara u.
Number 5.
Sara i. Sara i.
Number 6.
Sara on. Sara on.
Number 7.
Sara u. Sara u.
The correct answers are given at the top of the next page. Stop the tape and check your answers. Frame 45. These vowel symbols will be read in pairs. One member of each pair will be a short vowel and the other a long one. Write them in the spaces provided. Number 1.
Sara u. Sara u. Sara u. Sara u.
Number 2.
Sara i. Sara i. Sara i. Sara i.
Number 3.
Sara i. Sara i. Sara i. Sara i.
Number 4.
Sara-u, sara-u. Sara-u, sara-u.
Stop the tape and check your answers below. Frame 46. This vowel symbol is written below the initial consonant, here represented by X. Frame 47. This vowel symbol is also written below the initial consonant. Frame 48. These are the only two vowel symbols in Lao that are written below the initial consonant. Frame 49. Do these two vowel symbols have identical shape? No, they don't. Frame 50. Do these two vowel symbols look exactly the same? Yes, they do. Frame 51. How about these two? Look alike? Yes, they do. Frame 52. Check the shape of these vowel symbols. Which are correctly formed? Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Only number 2 and number 5 are correctly formed. Go back and look at them again. Frame 53. Check these symbols to see if any one of them is correctly shaped and in the correct position in relation to the initial consonant. How about number 1? Number 2? Number 3? Number 4? Number 5? Number 6? Only number 1 and number 4 fit both criteria. That is, they are correctly shaped and in the correct position in relation to the initial consonant. This is the end of Tape 1, Reading Lao, a Programmed Introduction, Foreign Service Institute.